I'm so grateful to have Pastor Nancy with us. We, for 18 years, she's been coming to this congregation, and there's no replacing her. I don't know of any gift in the body of Christ like the supply she is to our lives. Amen. Let's just lift our hands and thank God for the gift inside of Pastor Nancy as she comes. Come, Pastor Nancy.
Hallelujah. Jesus, we glorify you tonight. We magnify you. We glorify and give honor to your name. Father, we thank you for the greatness of your plan. And in that plan, it contains gifts that Jesus gave to the church. Thank you for these precious pastors that are here, other ministers that stand in different offices. We value those gifts. No one blesses our lives like those who bring us the word. Those who preachers bless our lives in a very particular way. Ministers bless our lives. But Father, we thank you for the blessing of the family. Joint heirs, co-laborers. And I thank you for this precious congregation and those who came to be a part of this congregation this week. And Father, I appreciate the part they have in the body. It's so, so important, the part they bring, and we thank you. We thank you for our brethren, how we love one another. We prize and value one another. We are so grateful for those who love what we love, honor what we honor, hold to what we hold to. And we thank you, Father. We're looking to you tonight for change. We're changed from glory to glory, so we're looking for the change you offer us. Thank you for that, and we take it. We change in our thinking, we come up. We change to come up in our believing, in our doing, in our saying. And we thank you that divine changes that you offer us bring daily help. And we thank you for your word. We give you glory and honor and praise. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Turn around and give somebody around you a great big God bless you. Then you can be seated tonight. Hallelujah. We have some items over at the book table. This one by my husband, How to Flow with Anointings and Mantles. You know, when someone has an anointing, it's for an anointing upon their life. It's so it can make a difference in yours. Amen. But you have to respond to that and receive of that. And it's not enough that it be present in the room. You have to know how to draw on it. And we receive to the measure we draw.
Amen.
And put a demand on that. So how to flow with the anointings and mantles that's out there. And then we have these books and their companion books together, A Sound Disciplined Mind and Living Peace, Living Free from Worry. How many of you know we're authorized to never worry again? And not only that, we're not only authorized, we're commanded not to do it.
That's right.
Matthew 6:25, Jesus said, take no thought for your life. And how many of you know worry's a sin? It's not just an option, it's a sin. Why? Because Jesus said not to do it. And anything he says not to do and we do, it becomes a sin. So treat it that way in your life.
Amen.
And when you do, you'll treat it as you treat other sins. You resist it. You resist it. And so we teach you to be skillful in your thought life, because that's Satan's arena, and you have to be masterful. You're authorized because he's been defeated. Be master. Then this one, a good balance to keep people sound in their understanding of faith, knowing your measure of faith.
Yes.
Knowing your measure of faith. Faith is measurable.
Yes.
Your faith measure should grow. To all of us, Romans 12 talks about this, that God has given unto us the measure of faith. Well, what is that? That's not the only measure we can ever have. That's the beginning measure.
Amen.
He gives to everyone the beginning measure, and then we can grow that measure.
That's right.
Because the Bible talks about different measures of faith. And so when you operate within your measure of faith, the Holy Spirit will never lead you beyond your measure of faith.
Amen.
Now, the devil would love to push you out there, because beyond your measure of faith is failure. Beyond your measure of faith is failure. And that's why the devil would love to compel you, drive you to get beyond your measure.
Yes.
But the Holy Spirit will always counsel you and lead you within your measure. And so we teach you knowing your measure of faith and how to measure your faith level today. It's very easy to do, but if you don't know how to do it, you put yourself at risk in your faith life. And then we have this worship. And this is something that God said to me about picking up some of the things that he said to Brother Norval Hayes. I didn't re-preach his sermons, but I did spotlight what God said to him. And because we don't want that lost just because the man left. And so those things are out there. They'll be a blessing to you. Amen. Hallelujah. You're believing with me tonight for utterance?
Yes.
You know, when you get a lot in your heart, you have to make sure the right things come out.
Yes.
And we're believing that tonight.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Psalms chapter 8, let's begin there.
Yes.
This has been something that God directed me to, if I could say it, begin emphasizing this direction. And so we're glad to do it.
Amen.
Because there's more light. When God wants us to emphasize something, it's because there's more light.
Amen.
There's more light in it.
That's right.
So Psalms chapter 8. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we worship you. Just lift up your hands. We worship you. We worship you. We glorify you. That healing anointing is tangible in my hands. So let's go ahead and let me just follow that for a moment before we go any further. We could wait till the end, but you want to do it when it's in manifestation, right? Father, we thank you. We thank you. If I could ask everyone, just stand up. I know you've been standing and sitting throughout the night, but let's cooperate.
Amen.
With what God is offering us.
Amen.
And provided for us. Father, we thank you. We thank you. Jesus, you're such a wonderful healer. How you long for all of your children to walk in health.
Yes.
Jesus, it cost you everything so that we could walk free from that which harms, that which robs. And so we receive. Tonight, we've come to believe and receive. I thank you. So, there's knees being healed right now, somebody's knees. So what I want you to do, if that applies to you, pick up your knees, bend them, squat, do something that would have been a difficulty. Why? We're not checking to see if it worked. We're giving action to the anointing. Amen. Faith is an act.
Yes.
How do you keep the devil from stealing? Because when a word comes, remember how the seed's sown, the devil comes immediately to steal it. How do you keep him from stealing? Act on it.
That's right.
Act on it. Act on that word. Put it in motion in your life, and he can't steal it. So whenever the anointing comes into place to bless, act on it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Those with heart conditions, you've been diagnosed with some kind of heart condition, come up here and we'll minister to you. High blood pressure, anything to do with the heart, come up here. We'll minister to you. There's an endowment on us to minister to those with heart conditions. And if need be, angels will cooperate with that healing power. Amen. They can bring parts and they can adjust things in the body. If that's what's needed, they're ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation. Amen. Congregation, reach your hands out this way. It matters to us. It matters to us that these people receive what they need. It matters to us. Amen. Just because it's not us standing up front, we are one body, and it matters to us. We're interested in their well-being. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Let heart be whole in Jesus' name. Just take that in, love. There it flows. Mashikiye. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. There it flows in. We thank you, Jesus. That heart healed in Jesus' name. That heart whole, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Yeah, there's an angel working on you, love. Working on you. Adjusting some other things with the body, too. What's going on? Can you tell me?
High blood pressure.
Yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I hear these words, mercy healing. We know healing is a mercy, but I just hear this phrase, mercy healing. And he's going to talk to you about some things for you personally,
yes,
about
ma'am.
Your health. And,
yes, ma'am.
And isn't he so good
he
to do
so
that?
Good. Yes.
because He wants us whole.
Amen.
He wants us whole.
Amen.
So just do what He tells you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. He makes it so easy for us, doesn't He? Just He helps us in that. He's so good. He's so good. Father, I thank You. Thank You. No more. No more. I arrest that thing that aborted, that assignment aborted in Jesus' name.
Oh, Lord. How does He go to sleep?
Wow. Machakata. Ay, shiki. Ambatakaye. Mastikiki. Mashakatakaye. Mastakaye. We thank You. Behold. Behold in Jesus' name. Astakaye. Behold in Jesus' name. Behold in Jesus' name. What do you do for a living?
A dental technician.
Dental technician. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank You, Father. Hallelujah. Behold in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hold in Jesus' name. I thank You, Father, for extended years. Extended years. Extended life. And if anything shows up that challenges that, now you know what to say. He's telling you what to say.
Amen.
Yeah. Take it all. Hallelujah.
Thank You.
Hallelujah. We thank You, Father. Hallelujah. We thank You, Father. We thank You. We thank You. That assignment aborted in Jesus' name. You desist in your maneuvers against her body. In Jesus' name, against her life. We thank you, Father. We thank You, Father. We thank You. We thank You, Father. We thank You, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship You, Jesus. We worship You, Jesus. Jesus, thank You so much. Thank You so much. There are backs being adjusted right now. Some things that have been misaligned in your back, move it around. Do something. Things out of place, they're adjusted now. Move that around. Do something that you couldn't do that might have been limiting or caused difficulty. Hallelujah. We thank You. Oh, we thank You. Ears being healed right now. Ears being healed. Machakata, if you'll check it out, you'll realize ears being healed. Machakata ba siki estiki eti. Ambajo shi emi. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, high stepping. Yeah, I remember those words. Yeah, I remember them. Yeah. Years ago. High stepping in that. Yeah. Yeah. I thank you for it. It's time. I thank you for it. Shiki. Ompachiki. Yes. Yes, I remember that night. I remember those words. Yeah. Oh, Shitiki. Shiki. How to say that of what you're wanting, how you're wanting to move with healing power in waves. Waves. Waves of healing. Waves of healing in the services. Yeah. Yeah. And we give place to that flow. We acknowledge. We acknowledge that is your plan, and we respond to it. We'll not just assume it's done a certain way, but there's a new demonstration of healing power, a way of it being ministered to the people in waves. Ah, sotoye. Ah, Siddiqui. Ah. Yes, we thank you. We thank you. In this section, anybody who needs healing, just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. Just lift up your hands. Because every movement of God has to be responded to. Every move He makes in a service has to be responded to. And the more we respond, quiet the mind. Just quiet the mind and hook up to your heart. I thank you, Father, for healing waves. Healing waves. Ah, zoto ete. Osto, healing waves. Ah, healing waves. Ah, one right after the other, Father. We thank you. We thank you. Asti ishti. Ah, sote jikie. Oh, and I thank you. You know, if you go to the beach and you see the way waves roll, they have a pace. The pace changes due to conditions. Sometimes they come in larger or smaller, faster or slower. God's not limited to a pace like that. And I've never heard this before. He just said to me, a wave that will stay with one person and just keep until the, why? Because He's endeavoring to help them cooperate. He won't just wave and pass them by. He'll work with them for a while. That wave will just keep washing. Just keep. Now, others who know how to yield and respond, he can move in a quicker. But for people who don't know how and they're learning, that wave will just stay right there on them. You may sense that it just stays right there and just backs around and comes back around and comes back around and comes back around. Oh, whew. Well, you're no help. There's healing in these waves. There's healing in them. This isn't just so people can feel something, it's so they can receive something. Receive it. Receive it. Don't just go beyond, enjoy it, take it in to do a work. Don't stand against it. Some just try to stand there and let it kind of knock against them. Yield to it. Yield to it. Ah, mashtikiye. Ahastokoye. Shotekikiye. Amamamamakaye. Raise your hands in this section if you need. Well, apataye. We thank you, Father, for waves. Ah. Waves of healing power. Ah. Masatikiye. Now, those of you, if there was something in your body that you could tell you needed healing and there's some kind of movement you can make now, give action to that. Maybe it was something that was a joint limited or an arm or a leg or something. Do something you couldn't do before. That power is there to do a work. Hallelujah. 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 Receive that. Waves. Waves. Ah, waves. Waves that come and stay with us to minister. Ministering. Mashtiki ete. Meshtiki kiye. This section, receive that. Receive that. Reach up your hand. Every flow of God has to be responded to. Every flow. Receive that. Waves. Waves. Ah. Receive that. Receive that flow. Let it keep washing. Let it keep moving and enveloping. Rolling. Respond to it, not from your mind, with your heart. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. My sticky key, sticky. We thank you, Father. When I was I was ministering to those with heart conditions, God said there is an endowment of healing I have for a pastor here for hearts, meaning you're to minister under that endowment to those with heart conditions. It's you, Pastor Philip. Here, stand up. Just give me your hands. Just hold out your hands. We thank you, Father, for that endowment. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Father. Remember what Pastor Jay refreshed me in this. Ed used to say, with that tangible anointing, he said, I could push it back into the congregation. How far did he say? He said, only so far, and I don't remember. Do you remember, Pastor Noel, how far he would say? I don't remember. He would say, I can get it to go that, this wave is to get past that. That it continues to roll. Interesting. I've never talked about this or discussed it or thought about it. That's just what comes out. There was only so far that it would go with that one operation that Ed had. But there's other operations. Yes. Other operations. Yes. You know, Dad Hagen made a statement. He said in the last day revival, he said there are going to be manifestations. The way the Holy Ghost manifests, it's in line with the Word, but it's not exampled in the Word. He said, in ways we've never seen before.
Right.
And he said, and people will reject it because they've never seen it before. Or they've never found a specific scripture, but it's still the Holy Ghost because there's last day manifestations.
Amen.
Well, when Dad Hagen said that, I began preaching along that lines, and this is what came out of my spirit about it, is, and Dad Hagen said this about Jesus. He said Jesus did things there was no scriptural basis for. I mean, no blind man had ever been healed, ever, until Jesus, under that anointing of the Messiah. And he said Jesus did things there was no scriptural precedence for. Making clay out of spittle and putting it on people's eyes. So the answer to that is this. The Bible is full of firsts. That's our scriptural basis. The Bible is full of something happening first. So who said all the firsts are spent? Now, don't misunderstand me. They will be in line with the truth of the Word.
Yes.
But it's scriptural for there to be firsts.
Yes.
We're going to see it.
Amen.
I said, we're going to see it.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to recognize it in our spirits,
yes,
bearing witness with our spirits.
Amen.
And accept.
Yes.
And not dismiss because we figured it out. Praise the Lord. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Who in here, can you tell something has changed in your body physically? Raise your hand. Stand up. The ones who say, I can already tell something has changed in my body physically. Stand up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Stay standing if you would. Stay standing. Just yell out a few of the things. What about you, love?
My sinus is clear.
Your sinus is clear. Praise the Lord. What about you?
I'm able to breathe a little better.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's a big deal. What about you, love?
Digestive.
Uh-huh.
My back freed up.
Your back freed up. What was the matter with it? You had pain running down both legs. It was locked up, and now?
Now it's
good. How long had that been happening?
Years.
How many years? 5 years, 10 years, what? 20. Move it around. Could you do that before?
Probably not that fast.
Do it fast again like that. Yeah. Praise the Lord. What about you?
Repaired what felt like maybe a torn shoulder.
Uh huh.
It's been like the last 2 months. I could barely get it over.
Last 2 months. Uh huh. All the pain gone?
I'd say 95% of it's
95% of it's all gone. Praise the Lord. What about you?
Uh-huh.
And now you praise the Lord. What about you, love? What about you?
My knees.
Your knees.
Yeah.
What was the matter? That's all right. We got time. Say again. You're supposed to have both knees replaced.
They're bone on
bone. Uh-huh.
For like months.
For months. Uh-huh. Yeah. And did you say your back too, or just your back?
My back. Just the crutches and a cane. It's just messed up my back.
Yeah.
There's just pain everywhere.
Yeah. So did you have pain tonight?
Yes.
Is there pain now?
No. It's almost.
Give me a microphone. The people who aren't able to be here personally. Come here, love. Come here. Team, because we saw you. Everyone saw you coming up on crutches.
Thank you, Jesus.
And so you were on crutches because you're bone on bone in both knees. And
yes.
Are you scheduled for knee replacements?
No.
You just
yet.
Need them.
I need them.
And because of that, with your knees, it's affected your back.
Yes.
And you've had pain with your knees and back for how long?
My back for a very long time.
What's a very long time? 2 years?
Probably my whole life.
Your whole life.
But it's gotten worse.
Uh-huh.
But my knees. My knees. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do anything. I have to sit all day with my knees up, my legs up to get the swelling to go down.
Yeah.
So tonight. I couldn't walk, I couldn't dance. I couldn't do any exercise or anything for months. So praise God.
So tonight, earlier there was pain.
Yes.
Is there pain now in the
no.
knees? No pain
no.
in the knees.
No pain.
With bone on bone, there's pain.
There's a lot of pain.
Yes, it's great suffering.
Horrific.
And the pain's all gone.
Pain's all gone.
And she means in church.
Right, in church. I couldn't run, I couldn't do anything, so crazy.
No, I would see you getting up on the platform and on the crutches. I saw the struggle of that.
Yes.
All gone.
All gone. Praise God.
Well, sister, we rejoice with you. I mean, that's That's a big deal to us. I know it's a big deal to you. I know it's a big deal to you, but it's a big deal to us. Hallelujah. You know something I so love is Dad Hagen walked up to a wheelchair section and one service, and he spoke basically healing words to them, and different ones would struggle to get up, and maybe an usher would help them or a family member help them getting up and walking and doing something they couldn't do. And I saw one get up and walk, and they were struggling to walk, and Dad Hagen went and walked by him, and he walked along with him, and he said, the more you walk, the more you can walk. Yeah. The more you walk, the more you can walk. So let's do some walking.
Okay.
Let's do some walking. Of a creative order.
Yes.
Because when something's missing, you can't heal it. It has to be recreated.
Right.
I know my brother had both knee replacements, and it ultimately, he died prematurely as a result of complications from it. So I am so grateful to say, you shouldn't have done that, Satan. You shouldn't have done that. Praise the Lord. You know, this is not something you just pass over quickly and give a nod to. Do a squat, baby, do a squat.
I haven't done a squat in 2 years. I miss them.
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Sit down.
I don't want you to sit down. Yeah.
You know, the church has been believing God with you.
Yes.
I met with you recently, Ann and I did, and it was a pretty dire situation, but we've been thanking God.
Yeah.
And I've been reminding God too. But anyway, but I knew you were coming by faith because there have been some services she hasn't been able to come. Mm-hmm. And she had mentioned, well, you probably don't want me to get up on the stage and sing. I'm like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Let them haul you up there. I don't care. I said, that's part of you using your faith. So if that, you come on. And she, I know you came by faith this week. But I just wanted to mention that because I'm so proud of you just for using your faith.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So it is life and death what church you go to. It's a matter of life and death what church you go to. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I don't know. I'm just not ready to quit this one. That's what I was going to say. Everybody. Come on. Come on.
Come on. Use your thighs. Oh. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus everything so she could do squats. Yes. Seriously. Hallelujah. It cost her, cost him everything so she could run and rejoice and dance and fulfill what she's born for. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And what I love, what I appreciate about this is us in the previous services got to see where you were. And now we get to see where you're at. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
And can I say thank you to the local church for providing an atmosphere where Jesus can do this.
Yes. Praise God.
This is not just a one isolated moment of happening. It's years of creating an atmosphere and teaching people how to use their faith. This is so connected to so many things, so many a lifestyle that this congregation conducts. So
praise
the Lord for this congregation, these pastors that have set the place.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Taught me. They taught me and they were patient with me and they taught me some more.
Yeah.
Praise God. I wouldn't be here if I hadn't sat in church.
But
listened, and
our part is showing up and how we show up. How we show up.
Praise God.
Well, I'm so thrilled. I'm just so thrilled.
I'm thrilled.
And if any difficulty tries to come back, mean and ugly. No, you don't. From here. No, you don't.
No. It's a lie.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Like you want the praise team to come back up and her walk back up with them without the crutches, you know? It's like... All right, sit back down. Except for the ones who said they were healed and we haven't heard what God did. We want to hear. So in this section, there were more standing. What about you, love?
My shins felt like shin splint.
One leg, two legs? One leg.
Just one, and my ankle was...
And your ankle?
I need to pop it all the time.
Uh-huh.
Just move it right
now. Yeah, praise the Lord.
No pain.
Anybody else in this section? Yes, love.
Knees are better.
Your knees are better.
I can bend.
And you couldn't before? Or without pain?
Right.
Without pain.
This whole week, they just really have been...
Yeah.
Pain, and I can barely walk.
You could barely walk today at daycare, but now, no pain. Praise the Lord. What about you, love?
I have migraines and seizures.
Say again, migraines and what?
Seizures.
Yes.
And my headache's gone.
Your headache's gone. Did you come tonight and there was a headache, a migraine tonight when you came? That's suffering. But Jesus suffered. So we don't have to suffer. Hallelujah. That's a big deal to us that you're not in pain. That's a big deal to us. No more seizures. Hallelujah. Let's just do this real quick because the thing is that I don't want people online not to get to hear these precious stories. So come up here real quick. Line up just over to the side. Everybody else standing that hasn't told us yet. Come up here and line up because I just want them to be able to hear online. Because can I tell you what? Your testimony will set the stage for another healing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm so glad Jesus stopped his journey going to Jairus' house to hear a testimony. Because she gave her testimony, how many countless multitudes have been healed reading her testimony? Testimonies matter. Don't ever treat it light. Tell your testimony. When Paul stood before King Agrippa, he didn't bring any deep revelation. He just told him his testimony. I was on the road to Damascus, and a light shone. And brother, we're off to the races when he started that. Why? Your testimony is God's movement in your life. Pastor Ike, what about it?
I was playing with the kids. I think I pulled a muscle on my shoulder, and it's been kind of like restricted. But tonight.
And how long had that been?
I think about a week.
And limited movement then.
Just limited movement.
And now, complete movement. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come here, Pastor. What about
you? Pastor, my elbow is healed.
What was the matter with it? You know?
I have a lot of pain on my bone, right, right in my elbow.
Yes.
But it's going everything.
Yes.
But God healed me on this other elbow on one of your life programs.
I remember reading the testimony, hearing the testimony. You were watching online, and this elbow was healed. And tonight, this elbow got healed. Have you had problems with, or pain or difficulty with those?
Probably all this year.
Say again?
All this year.
All this year.
Yes. Yes.
And no more pain.
No more pain. No more pain.
Was it a consistent pain, or was it just something that would come and go, or just at movement?
Consistent. Consistent pain. Yes.
Yes. And it's all gone.
It's all gone.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That was worth the trip.
Amen.
Pastor.
Hallelujah.
Come here, love.
I had intermittent jaw discomfort. It would lock and it would pop and lock and pop. So
TMJ?
While I was singing, you can hear. Yes,
was
ma'am.
It TMJ?
I haven't been.
But it behaved like
it, but
that.
It behaves like it. Yes, ma'am. And so then when the wave went through, it loosened up and there was no popping. So I'm like, move. You say give action. Continue with that wave. So as I kept moving, no popping, no sliding, no popping, no sliding.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Sister, we got to be able to eat.
I know. Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, love. Come here, Pastor.
Okay, I had a total knee replacement last year.
You had a total knee replacement.
Yeah, on the left. Yeah, and then he said I needed a hip replacement. Well, I've been standing, and actually tonight, and also this is a knee is bone to bone, but I could do a squat. For the first time I've had in 5 years. I used to teach exercise classes.
You used to teach exercise classes. Yeah, so this is the first time in 5 years you could do a squat.
Yes. I believe God's going to replace it.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
And it doesn't,
So did you have pain in your hip?
Pain in,
In the hip and the back.
And the back. It was causing sciatica and pain in the back.
Is there pain now?
No
pain in there.
No pain. I love it.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
All right, everybody, stand up. We're doing it. Come on, we're doing it with her. Here we go. Again. Going back to teaching those exercise classes, aren't they, sister? Pastor, I'm so glad you came.
I am too.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And yes, there's a precious congregation member of hers that brought her along with her kids. I tell you, it matters what supply you bring to someone else's life. It matters. We're so glad you're here.
Oh,
we love
I'm
you,
so
Pastor
glad.
Jackie.
Yes, love
we
you
rejoice
too.
With you.
I thank God we're in this company.
I thank God I'm in this company and
Amen.
That you're part of it.
I love you.
I love you. Come here, love. Tell me what was going on.
My heart would race like really fast up to 130, 145. And
how long has that been going on?
Since 27 years, off and
27
on.
27 years off and for off and on.
When I had my last child, I was hard. They said I was tacky.
So now we told the age.
Oh. I was tacky when, and then it just happens at off and on. And then last year it started getting really, really bad. And pastor preached a sermon called Faith Indicators.
Mm-hmm.
And before then, every time it would happen, I would look at my Fitbit.
Mm-hmm.
To see what my heart was sitting.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then that night, it was like going 135, 145.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I'm going to church, I'm going to church. And that was the night he preached it.
Good.
And that was the night, I don't have a Fitbit anymore.
Yeah.
So I just stopped looking and I started claiming. So sometimes I can lay down and it will skip a beat.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it skipping mm-hmm. and I would mm-hmm. tell it no.
Yeah.
But I've been doing squats. You see, I'm not. No, I go to yoga, but you
yeah,
know, I do things because that's the faith indicator.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Like, I even help shovel snow.
Yeah.
And I don't. Yeah. Just to defy it.
Sure. To violate it.
Yes. And mm-hmm. one day I even went outside and shoveled by myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just, yeah.
Her family's yeah, rejoicing.
We have a snowblower, but just so, you know, just to say no,
yes,
I'm not going
to. Just to give movement.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We rejoice with you, love. Come here, love.
I was having pain in my left leg, like my muscles were spasming and kind of locking up on me
mm-hmm.
all the way down into my foot. My arch was kind of falling. And it just kind of melted away. And
how long has that been going on?
Couple months now.
Couple months.
On and off.
Mm-hmm.
Was
the pain continual or just would it come and go?
It would come and it would be there for, you know, maybe anywhere from like half an hour to several hours.
Did you have pain tonight at all?
I did up until the
anointing
fell.
That power was ministered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I also had a rib out in my back and that's totally released and no more pain every time I
breathe. Now you can breathe because you could feel it with the breathing.
Yeah, every time I breathed in, I felt
that rib was out of place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now it's back
it's
in.
It's back in place. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We rejoice. Come here, love. What about you? What was going on?
My sinuses.
My sinuses. They cleared up. I tell you, breathing's important, sister.
And my right knee, I had sprained.
And your right
on
knee,
Sunday.
You had sprained on Sunday. Any pain in it now?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit,
better.
But it's better.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. We're so glad with you, love. We rejoice with you. Thank you. What about you, love? Come up here.
I've been having back issues for a while, and I've taken authority over it, but the past couple weeks, it's decided it went to flare up, and mm-hmm. I had really severe soreness in my shoulders and my neck to the point where it was painful to carry bags.
Mm-hmm.
But today, like right after the waves hit, it was like just a lot of that pain just kind of like lifted off and just like fell
so
off.
So you had pain in the earlier part of the service,
mm-hmm.
and it's not there?
Not as much, no.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank the Lord. Come here, sir.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
Well, about 6 months ago, I started getting little pains right in
your
my
heart
area.
Mm-hmm.
And went to see the doctor a couple weeks back, and they did an EKG, and I got to go back Friday. I'm mm-hmm. looking forward to getting that spark back and getting a wonderful report.
Because the anointing went in when I laid hands on
Amen.
You.
Amen.
That anointing destroys yokes.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
We rejoice with you. Come here, love. Come here, love.
Had shoulder pain for about 2 years and it's gone.
So could you have moved your shoulder like that before?
It was painful.
It was painful.
When I would move it like
but
this.
Now no pain.
It's gone.
Praise
it's
the
gone.
Lord. Listen, ladies, we got to carry our purses. I'm telling you. What about you, love?
I've had a limited lung function for many, many years.
Uh-huh.
And I've been standing.
When you say many, many, what's that to you?
Over 10 to 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And it's 37% or lower.
Mm.
And tonight I was able to take the deepest breath I've taken in a lot of
years. All the way to the bottom.
Without any wheezing.
Without any wheezing.
Yes. For the first
All right,
time,
everybody.
I can't
Let's do it. Breathe it in. All the way to the bottom.
All the way to the bottom.
No wheezing.
No wheezing. And I haven't done that in a very, very long time.
Praise the Lord. We rejoice with you, love. Come here.
About like 2 years ago, I hurt my back, falling on my back really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said to check, I checked my lower back mm-hmm. right here. And every time I used to bend over like this. I used to have a lot of pain, and every time I used to get in my bed, I would hurt for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I don't feel an ounce of this.
Praise the Lord. How long did you have that?
About 2 years.
Wow, now we bend over, right? All the way. Go ahead. Let's see.
The rest of the time. Come on, congregation. You know the routine by now. You know the routine by now. All the way to the bottom here. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. I tell you what,
it matters that your body works right. A body not functioning right is a distraction from your spirit. It distracts you from the highest flow, and I mean, you, praise the Lord. What about you, love?
See, I would say I've been distracted all week just because I've been like super tired, and mm-hmm. I had a pain back here in the back. I couldn't breathe in deep, and then anxiety would kick in and all this. So tonight, when we were up here in the line, and you said about the hearts and stuff, mm-hmm. I thought, you know, just maybe I can't breathe in because my heart. I better go up in case.
If it got anywhere near what you thought, that's right.
I know. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to believe I'm going to receive everything she's got. And so I come up here, and I forgot to tell you, my knee, I had been limping. My knee had gone out, and I had been limping. I know what it's like to have that bone on bone and so forth. And it had been limping. No, it had been hurting. Mm-hmm. And so I get nervous up here.
No, you're right. You're all right.
And anyways, so when I was down on the floor up here working on my heart, no guys were around to lift me up. And I turned around and got on my, I've been on the knee. I got up and the knee's healed. I came for the heart. I got the knee. Then when you did the waves, I was like, I love the ocean. And when you said the waves and the continuous waves, something just connected. And then, you know, I thought, you know, maybe I should fall back. No, I'll just stand here. And then all of a sudden it was like, whoosh, and something just knocked me right to the seat. And the pain went away in my back. I breathed in super deep, and I'm all excited. And I had dialysis this morning, and so I was super tired. But I'm going to church because God loves me being obedient. So I went ahead and came to church. I came to church, and I'm thinking, okay, now I can't go lay down to the side and go to sleep. Now I have all my energy. I'm so excited.
With you for wholeness in your kidneys.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Come here, love. What was going on with you?
My left knee. Well, it's both my knees.
Your left knee.
Yes. I have osteoarthritis in both my knees. Mm-hmm. I'm actually...
How long have you had that arthritis in both knees? How many years?
I'd say about 2 years, mm-hmm. but it just started getting kind of worse, and mm-hmm. I knew something was wrong, so mm-hmm. I went in to get it checked out, and mm-hmm. they told me I need a full replacement on the left, a partial on the right. I have it scheduled for the left. Make a long story short, I was praising God, raising my hands, believing, you know, for mm-hmm. that wave, and it came on me, and then the soreness I had earlier from standing is gone.
Praise the
so
Lord.
I'm just believing it's just going to continue
well,
to get better.
Well, what could you not do, or what was limited for you?
The
with
bending.
Your knees? The bending.
Yeah, that was limited.
Because you understand she's going to do full knee replacement on one side, partial knee replacement on the other is what she was lined up for. Yes. So could you do the squats with us?
Yeah, I could do the squats with you guys, and it wasn't hurting as bad on this side like it was earlier. It was like, I was just like, man, what is this? You know, like the sharp pain you get, mm-hmm. and it just I'm like, great, here we go.
So if you do this, if you do this, any pain? Lift your knees.
No.
No pain?
Praise God, no.
No pain.
No. No pain.
I tell you, sister, that is a big deal to us.
Yes. Amen.
We rejoice with you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
You.
You're welcome. You want to do it together?
Sure.
You can do a squat. Here okay. We go, sister. Any pain?
No.
No pain.
No pain.
Praise
no
the Lord.
Pain.
Come here, love. What was it?
It was my knee, and it started when my friend and I decided to come a week ago. And I'm like, Sunday night, it was really difficult to walk. And I'm like, this is enough.
So difficult to walk.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is enough. I got a second plan for the enemy. If we can't come, then I've got another plan. And things started getting a little better. But I struggled all week. And now it's gone completely.
When you came tonight, was there pain in the knee?
Oh, yeah.
There was pain when you came in. Any pain right now?
None.
Which knee is it?
The left.
The left knee. Let's lift it. Let's lift it. No pain. No pain.
If you want to stop it, you tell the devil, I've got another plan. So don't. It ain't. You're not going to stop us.
Amen. Amen. We rejoice with you, love. Come here, love. What was going on with you?
Well, 4 or 5 months ago, the neurosurgeon said, oh, Nancy, you have carpal tunnel syndrome and you have arthritis in your left shoulder and you need surgery and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't raise my arm up like that. See, I could only get it up this far.
And you could only do a partial lift.
Yes, yes.
Praise yes. the Lord. And how long has that been going on?
Probably about 6 months.
About 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Do your left one. Do your left one. Come on. Praise the Lord. Oh, you're so welcome. God bless you. Come here, love. Come here. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I've had multiple diagnoses over my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that I noticed today was the floater, the black floaters are gone, and there's just kind of like a film yet that's there. And it's a healing power, God. I've been standing on healing, and I'm not giving up.
No, absolutely.
Not gonna give up.
You're in the right place, sister.
Because God's power is in me, on me, and working in me and through me, and to other people, too.
And we add our faith to yours.
Yeah. They said I had macular degeneration and then a detached retina.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm not having, because they told me if I had surgery, it would be dangerous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if I don't have surgery, it's dangerous because it's right in the middle of my eye. And I thought, I'm not accepting it. No. I'm not going to have surgery because not going to. No.
Praise the Lord.
God's
and
working.
And already today, you could tell a difference.
And already there's the black floaters are gone.
Praise the Lord.
I don't know if that has anything to do with
yeah,
the other.
Praise the Lord.
I'm completely healed.
Amen.
And the devil's not stopping me. I'm not stopping.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The blood of Jesus took care of it.
That's exactly right.
That's the finished work.
Absolutely.
He did it for Bartimaeus. He's doing it for me.
That's amazing.
It's mine.
It's mine. That's right. No, that's right. So we join with you. We add our faith to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for completing that work which you've already begun. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise
the Lord.
I can see. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may need to help her to her seat. I don't know if she can go by herself. Come on up here. What was the problem?
My back.
Your back.
Yeah.
For how long?
About 6 years.
About 6 years back trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Limited in mobility, bending over.
Matter of fact, Miss Teresa wouldn't even let me lift up a chair.
She wouldn't even let you lift a chair because you were in that kind of condition.
I was in that kind of pain, yeah.
Yeah. Continual pain?
Yeah.
Did you have pain when you came in the service tonight?
Well, let me tell you the story.
Okay.
Pastor Jay, last Sunday, I believe it was, Sunday before, called people forward for back pain. And I've come up here for healing, and it was the first time in all those years that I didn't have any pain.
Mm.
But I'm still fighting a little pain until tonight.
Uh-huh.
And now so I'm totally gone.
Oh, totally pain-free.
Totally pain-free.
What could you not do before with your back? Bending?
I couldn't do anything. I mean,
Teresa, should we hand him a chair? No, I'm teasing.
No, I can go like that. Touch my toes, praise God.
I saw you touch your toes. No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
So, my son back there was the kid who hurt his back.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, I don't know. I'm freezing right now. Anyway, so he started doing the bending. And I was like, okay, I've had back pain for 7 years. I injured my back. I slipped a disc, I'm pretty sure. Started camp meeting. I had like sciatica, like pain just shooting through my legs. And I would just touch it and feel all kinds of tingling and mm-hmm. weirdness.
Mm-hmm.
And so he started bending over. And I thought, all right, what do I have to lose here? So I did the bend. I ripped my jacket to show, you know, like, I don't know. This jacket's a little too tight, but it ended up ripping. But... I could not touch my toes. Every time I'd get up out of the chair, I sounded like an old grandpa. I'd be like, ugh, you know? Everybody knows the dad get out of the chair sound. I even went in the lobby. I was like, okay, let me check this out. And so I went in the foyer. I was like, I did this morning. This
yeah.
is about as far as I could get. I mean,
come up here. Wait. Come up here on the platform. Because we want the camera, people at home to see you. So sit down again. And so you could only go a partial.
I could only go about here. And it was very painful. I was stretching this morning.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to exercise just to defy it.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah, look at that. No pain.
I mean, it's a little tight, but it's nothing like, I could not do this even remotely close.
Praise the Lord.
So I want to be obedient. Y'all can sit down. I've been having flare-ups with my back mm-hmm. here and just speaking over it and such. And it's much better. And
you are telling a difference.
Yeah, I definitely can tell a difference.
What was it? And if you moved a certain way, was it limited or just pain?
Just a sharp pain. Mm-hmm. And actually, I like to lean this
uh-huh.
way. And it, you know. But the other very noticeable thing right now is my neck has been cracking when I popped it, when I would turn it, and uh-huh. my range of motion was affected.
Was limited.
I think this has been the last 4 or 5 months that I've actually,
uh-huh.
and didn't think much of it, but it just kept affecting and uh-huh. getting more painful and such, other than I've just been speaking to it, and it's not popping whatsoever.
It's not popping.
And every time I would move it that way, it would pop.
Okay, everybody. Do it. Do it. You know why? Because you might find out you get what you need.
So
I mean, the daddy didn't have any idea that the son getting it, he'd get it too. But when he acted, hallelujah. Stand with us. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, we give you glory and honor and praise. We glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. You're such a wonderful healer. Thank you so much. Thank you for the price you paid. We thank you, we thank you. And then I'm going to turn this over to Pastor Jay, but years ago, my husband was having a healing crusade there at our church. And at the end of teaching that night, he said, "You've got something." And I didn't know I had something, but I knew my husband. That means if he says, "You got something, just come on up. You'll get it on the way." So I just came up and I stood there and I didn't know I had something, and I just prayed in the spirit for a moment and then I interpreted it. And that happened three times. And God gave us that night three primary ways that we opened the door to sickness and disease. Number one was by losing our peace, getting into fear, doubt, worry. All of those are peace robbers. Remember what he told the woman that was healed of the issue of blood? He said, "Go into peace." And be, the Amplified says, be continually healed. By guarding her peace, she guarded her healing. Because when you step out of peace, you step out of the flow that God is moving in. And he said, people, number one way they open the door to sickness and disease is they lose their peace. They yield to fear, worry, doubt. The second thing he said is veering from the plan of God. To veer from the plan of God is to veer from health.
Yes.
Amen.
To veer from the plan of God is to veer from wholeness.
Amen. That's right.
God said, make my people to know long life is connected to my plan.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
And then the third thing surprised me, but I so appreciated it. He said, the third way my children open the door, primary way, they open the door to sickness and disease is through lack of gratitude. Lack of gratitude. Remember the 10 lepers that were healed as they went? One turned back. It says they were cleansed. It says they were cleansed. When one saw that he was cleansed, he turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and he fell down at his feet and worshiped Jesus. And Jesus said, "Your faith made you whole." His worship was his faith. Him returning to give worship. And he was a Samaritan. He wasn't taught covenant rites. They didn't belong to him. He didn't know anything about the exercise of faith, but he expressed gratitude. And Jesus called his worship of gratitude faith. And then he said, "Your faith has made you whole." The others were cleansed. Process of leprosy stopped. This one, body parts put back. Worship and gratitude will put back body parts. But I want you to see another thing. He didn't get everything the first time he was in Jesus' presence. He came back again. You can't get everything God has for you in one visit to church. The more you come back, the more you get. The more you come back, the more you get. Jesus was displeased. Where are the other nine? Not because he was being robbed of attention or gratitude, but he had more for him and he wanted him to have it. And they didn't come back for wholeness. If they would have just shown back up in gratitude, they would have gotten the next, they would have gotten a further blessing. And they didn't show back up. And I wonder, my thought was this, I wonder what the nine said when they saw the tenth. You got your nose back, Frank. Your fingers came back. How did you get back body parts? I went back. In gratitude. The way to keep what you received tonight, gratitude. A lifestyle. Thank you. Not just a moment, a lifestyle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go to bed grateful. Wake up grateful. Drive the car grateful. And voice gratitude. It will forbid the enemy's entrance. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I just told you that one of the primary ways to resist the devil is always be grateful. What you're not grateful for, you'll lose. What you honor, what you're grateful for, you keep.
That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. We're grateful tonight. We're grateful. We don't just take your blessing and run off and live our life any way we want, but we're interested in fulfilling your plan. So every one of us tonight, Father, we love your plan. And our health is for your plan. You heal our bodies and you make us whole so that we can fulfill your plan. We're interested in your plan. And Jesus, we're so, so grateful. We give you thanks and glory and honor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Jesus, I want to say a special, I don't know how to even voice this, but that you're so longing that we receive, that you're willing for your waves to keep flowing till we get it. Thank you for your patience with us. Thank you for your mercy toward us. Thank you so much. Let's just thank him in other tongues. Mashtakia the bo the estikiye. Manjikia the monto estinkiye. Mengigigia the bostokoye. Manjaria the bogoria the bokoria the bekikikiye. Manjaria the bokoria sikikikiye. Mandaria the bokoria the bakaria the bosti. Manjaria da Bakuria. Pastors, I'm going to come to you. There's another degree of healing power for you to operate under, ministers. So you receive it. You receive it. We thank you. Just hold out your hands in front of you and I'll come to you. Father, I thank you for a greater measure of healing anointing, healing power, a greater measure. Oh, we thank you, Father. A greater measure. We thank you. A greater measure. We thank you. A greater measure. Are there any other ministers, pastors? There's Pastor Jackie. Step back towards your chair. I don't want anything to. Just take us one step back. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. For a greater measure. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for a greater measure. A greater measure. Did I miss anybody? Over here, love. Pastor Ruby. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Anybody else I missed? Any other pastors? Traveling ministers, a full-time traveling minister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Greater works. What are greater works? Multiplied works in the sense of a greater number of works. Why? Because it's not just Jesus doing it. Now he's got his body doing as he does. Amen. Jesus, we thank you tonight. We thank you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. 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 Miss Deborah, just give me your hand, love. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Fresh instructions from heaven, fresh flow, freshness in your mantle, freshness in the anointing upon your life. We thank you for it, Father. A reviving of some things that are even dormant that were in there coming out. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I'm glad I came to church tonight. Thank you for telling your testimonies. Do you know what that's going to mean to so many people? They record these. Thank the Lord for the technology. This will play again. And somebody else that may be in a similar type situation, they're going to see how you stood and you used your faith and yielded. You reach your hands toward the camera, this center camera. And I speak to those in the viewing audience. And it doesn't matter what day you're viewing this. It doesn't have to be live. It can be recorded, because the power of God meets faith. The power of God doesn't just flow on particular days and at certain events. It meets faith. You expect to receive what you need. And Satan, I bind you. I tell you, take your hands off God's people. You take your hands off God's property from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, and we loose the power of God, the healing power of God, right where they're at. The power of God is present right where you're at, because the Holy Ghost is there, and He is the power of God. And you receive it. And you say, Pastor Nancy, how do I receive it? You say it. I receive it. You say it from your heart. You say, I receive my healing, Father. And you be whole from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And then you testify about it, because somebody else is going to need to hear what God did for you. Hallelujah. And then just lift your hands and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I receive it. It's so good to be healed. It's so good to be healed. And don't limit God to the instantaneous. Many times you heard instantaneous situations tonight. But God is still moving when it even just over time. As they went, they were healed. Amen. However that power begins to manifest and work for you, I tell you what, for every bit of it, you're grateful. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep the switch of faith turned on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Maybe we'll hit Psalms 8 some other time. But I'm so glad God got to do what He did tonight. And I want you to know we're so thrilled with you. Because I tell you, pain is a thief.
That's right. That's right.
It steals life. It steals joy. It steals finances, time. It steals purpose out of people. And I spent the last 11 days of my mother's life with her. It was not easy to see certain things, and God said, turn her suffering into your skill.
Amen.
That she suffered, but if you'll become skillful, others won't have to suffer.
Yes.
Amen. So we rejoice with you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
I sensed that wave went through the cameras when it went through here. So you testify, like Pastor Nancy said, if you hooked up then or if you hooked up there at the end when she ministered, put your testimony on that, what's that thing called that below the video? Put the comments, put your testimony on there or write us or something, let us know. Praise God. Pastor Nancy, would you minister to one other person? Ann, would you come forward? Ann helps us. She ministers in a healing class here. She helps us minister to the sick. She's part-time staff and called to the ministry.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank you for multiplied fruit
yes.
in her life.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you for the revelation and the light.
Thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Bow your head just for a moment. Father, if there's one person in here that has not made Jesus the Lord of their life, or one person watching through live stream, or they've once known you, or they've backslid, and they've moved away from you, and they're out in the world doing their own thing, making their own plans, doing their own plans. They're not walking with you. Tonight, they've experienced the power of God. Tonight, they've seen your power. Thank you, Father, for drawing them to you right now, in Jesus' name. With heads bowed, no one looking around, whether it's here or whether you're on live stream, and you are, I was praying for you. You either have never received Jesus, or you're backslidden, and you've gotten away from God. I want you to have an opportunity tonight to come back to God or come to God. Would you just raise your hand wherever you are? We can't see you there on the cameras, but God sees you on the camera. Anyone in this room, you're either out of fellowship with God, you've never been saved, and you want to come to God tonight. Raise your hand if that's you. Anyone at all? Anyone at all? Praise God. Everyone's right with God. Right in fellowship with God. Praise the Lord. Father, if there's one out there in live stream that has raised their hand, you see their heart. Father, we can't see them. We can't see their hand, but you see their heart. You see they're reaching out towards you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I say right now, you meet them. You visit them right where they are. The presence of God, come there. And Father God, as they say this prayer after, thank you for restoring them back to fellowship. I've got that in my heart. It's the restoration of fellowship. Just say this out there on the camera. Jesus, forgive me. I ask you to forgive me in Jesus' name. I confess my sin. And in Jesus' name, I believe right now you're faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. Amen. It's a faith thing. Amen. Right now, just receive that cleansing. Receive the forgiveness that he offers you. And let us know there on the comments or somehow get in contact with us. We want to send you something and help you get your life back on course. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just had that in my heart. So let's just thank God one more time. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.